So hello, everybody, and welcome, and it is I, the realist, also known as the MGTO, you know, philosopher, because if you are a realist, you're also a man going a different way, my own way, your own way. So, first of all, before I get into this video, I'd like to ask you to like and subscribe to my channel. And also hit the notification bell, because even if you're subscribed, YouTube is not going to let you know I posted a new video, because they hate me and I'm on their triple, quadruple, quintuple shadow ban list. I am the highest level of shadow banning. They hate people like me because I tell you the truth. I tell you the causes of things. I don't just harp on the symptoms like most talking heads who try to pretend like they're based, but really they're just controlled op shills put there to distract you and make you focus on the symptoms of the problem instead of the actual problem itself. Meanwhile, I focus on the real problem, baby. So hit that notification bell, leave a comment. It's good for the algo. And also, if you like and support my work, make a donation to my Patreon. Follow me on Patreon. Make a donation to my GoFundMe for my continued health and well-being. Or you make a direct donation to my Cash App. All those links are in the description. Anyway, let's get into this video from Cosmic Verse. Because, and thank him for doing the heavy lifting of finding these nutty, crazy, wacky broads clips from, let's face it, mostly TikTok, which is brain rot, and presenting them to us in this format so that I can make fun of them. All right, let's begin.
Maybe women do resort to OnlyCans in, like, easier routes. I mean, I guess it's not necessarily easier, but you make, like, a ton more volume and money because the system is not made for women to work in.
Something needs to be done about women having to work. Like, there's no way I'm on my way to my fourth shift in a row where I have to serve people and clean up their dirty plates. Like, there's just no way. Like, I have a degree that's basically useless in psychology. Like, who was going to tell me at the beginning of my 4 years?
Why 9-to-5s don't work for women. The system was based off of a male hormone cycle, which is every 24 hours. A woman's cycle is every 28 days. This is why men can wake up each and every day, do the same tasks on repeat, and be productive and successful. So if you're a woman, you're feeling a little out of it, maybe a little unmotivated, maybe a little more tired, don't be hard on yourself. Just understand that this is the reason.
As I am driving to work right now, I have come to the realization that I can't do this for another 4 years. Not even another 10 years, 5 years, 2 years. I just can't do this. Like, as I'm driving to work, I can feel my mental health literally going down. And I called out for 3 days. I called out for 3 days for my mental. And I'm literally driving right now and I'm like, I don't want to be here. It is taking everything in me not to call out right now, because at this point I don't care.
She don't care.
This life is not for me. I can't do this anymore.
And
hilarious! First of all, to the lady who asked, why in the world did nobody tell me that my degree was useless? I would have told you if you asked, sweetheart. Psychology? That's not a real subject. Can you show me one psychologist, psychiatrist that'll tell you they cured somebody? They don't cure anybody. They're just there to tell you what at any given time is supposed to be normal. They promote a certain paradigm. They're there to control the narrative, to control people, to control what is considered normal and abnormal. They are literally gatekeepers and abdicators of behavior. It's literally a form of behavior modification and control. Psychology is not a real subject to actually help cure people. It's there to control people and control what is normal and what is abnormal, what is seen as good for you and what is seen as bad for you. That's all it is. It's a form of control. But honestly, sweetheart, most of the degrees people get outside of STEM are completely, totally useless. I could have told you that. If you wanted to get good advice, you should have come to a man. Don't listen to your other women who are coping. And even if they made a huge mistake, they're going to be in total complete denial because they don't want to take responsibility for it. So they're going to blame men. They're going to blame everybody else but themselves. And these are women who at 40, at 50, they see you as competition. And they're going to tell you the same bad advice that they got because they don't want to accept that they made a bad decision. They made a bad choice. That would require them to take responsibility for said choices, which they don't want to do. Or they just want to sabo you so you can't compete against them for the men that they can't get. But they don't want to admit that to themselves either. So, boo diddly who, honey. Boo diddly freaking who. I don't care. I'm not interested in hearing your gripes. Nobody wants to hear your, sob story, okay? So, give me a freaking break. And what about this woman talking about hormone cycles? Ladies, maybe that's why you shouldn't work. She's actually making an argument for why you shouldn't. So let me get this straight. Men's hormone cycle is based on their 24-hour cycle. Meanwhile, women's hormone cycle is every 28 days. Lady, do you really think that society, that culture, Western or Eastern, could get by, could continue to function if we adhere to your cycle, which would be essentially from your own argument, working once every 28 days? Yeah, a lot's going to get done then, right? Yeah. We should adhere to women's hormone cycle instead of men's. No. So by their own argument, via their own biological reality, women should not work. Thank you. So ladies, you should go back to the house, go back to the kitchen, go back to the birthing chamber, and stop working because your hormone cycle is every 28 days. Ours is based on every day. And so because of your hormone cycle being different from ours, and we can't change it to accommodate you because if we worked, everybody only worked every 28 days, nothing would ever get done. Meanwhile, men, their hormone cycles every 24 hours. It should be men who are doing all the work, and you ladies should leave the workforce and go back to the house. Thank you very much for making that argument for me so that I don't have to. By the way, this chick, all these chicks are mid, by the way. Where are the good-looking broads? They're already taken. They already got some dude taking care of them. All these chicks are mid at best. Look at this broad, all the piercings in her face. You don't want to do this anymore, honey? Didn't you ladies choose this, by the way? You chose to be in the workforce. I don't need no man. I need a man like a fish needs a bicycle. I can do my career. My career can be a stand-in for family, for a husband, for children. Okay, well, then accept the consequences. Accept the consequences. No, I don't want to accept the consequences of my actions. Okay.
God forbid a girl just wants to relax and go shopping every day, and I don't think a full-time job is going to allow me to do that. That's why I don't want one. Like, those are my hobbies, and I can't do them when I'm working.
Well, lady, then how are you going to make money and pay your rent?
Attractive women like me should not have to work. I should be at home sipping iced coffee and journaling, but instead, I'm sitting in a parking lot waiting for my shift to start at Ross.
Women are not meant to work.
Really? I'm kind of starting to wonder if some women think that that women's rights movement thing was apparently just an entire waste of everyone's time.
40-hour work weeks, plus overtime, double time, weekends,
It rather makes a person wonder, how exactly are they going to be supporting themselves?
We are not workhorses. Save that for the men.
Leave the work to the men. Because they're workhorses. Sure.
Yeah, but you want to be able to vote and have a say, but you don't want to have to pay any taxes or put into the system or have any skin in the game. Got it.
You know, it makes me stop and wonder, if a person were to actually ask a lot of these women that make these sorts of statements, do they actually believe that women are truly equals to men? I wonder how many of them would say yes and still try to justify making these sorts of statements. Because equal rights means equal treatment, and it also means equal responsibility. But I know responsibility to some is definitely something to be avoided.
So these are some very mid chicks, I must say. And how about the one talking about she wants to be able to sit around, sip her latte and journal? Well, who's going to do the work? Well, apparently by this woman's estimation, it should be the men. Let the men be the workhorses. See, nothing has changed, okay? So women want to have their cake and eat it too. They want to be able to get all the benefits of working without working. And I don't want no man to tell me what to do either. So I want somebody to support me, but they have no authority over me. So very interesting to me. So they want to... So now they want to have some weird variation of a traditional relationship, but it's remolded and reshaped in a way where they don't have to answer to anybody. So, again, I get all the benefits without any kind of responsibility or duty. Oh, hey, a man should be doing all the work, meaning paying for me, but I'm not beholden to him. I mean, what are you thinking? If he's doing all the work and providing all the resources, and he's got the extra burdens and responsibilities of protecting you, provisioning for you, giving you security, then he's got to have some authority if he's going to be able to keep you secure and safe. No. He should be paying for me. He should be covering all my expenses, and I do whatever the hell I want. He has no say. Wow, talk about entitlement. So that's the new traditional relationship for women, right? It's still got to benefit me in every single way, and men have no authority of any kind. Wow. And one wonders why men are tapping out and saying no thank you.
Sit with me while I don't work, because women shouldn't work. Even if they have a job, you should show up and not do anything.
So have no integrity, be a lazy bum, and essentially rob your boss. Got it.
Especially if you work with men, they should just do everything. But your paycheck should also be just as big, if not doubled. So sit with me while I do that.
You need help.
You know what? You know how people ask you, oh, what's your dream job? I saw a girl on here that put that post, and she was like...
By the way, I just want to say, ladies, put a little more effort into how you look than this chick. I mean, a little bit of makeup at least, if you are extremely unattractive, might help. And not having hair that looks like a disheveled homeless man also might be a good idea. And not wearing the big hoop ghetto earrings.
I don't have a dream job because I don't dream of working. That's what I'm talking about. I just want to make money just from, like, existing. Like, low-key, I already do that because of TikTok. But it's not enough!
Women don't give a fuck about being married anymore. They have no interest in having a husband. They have dealt with enough men in their lifetime to say, I'm good. I don't want anything to do with this. I don't want no part of this. Y'all can have it. I choose peace. Women have got to a point in this world that they would rather not ever be married or not ever be near a fucking man again, because they know that trauma, drama, bullshit, lies, excuses, and empty promises are attached to a man. They would rather live their lives in peace with their dogs and their cats and absolutely never have to deal with the bullshit a man brings to them. All the lies, all the bullshit, all the pain, all the sorrow, all the suffering. They don't want to deal with it anymore. They would rather be alone. They want to come home. They want to kick their shoes off from a day of work or wherever the f*** they've been. And they want to kick their shoes off. They want to go in the kitchen. They want to pour themselves a glass of wine, have a cocktail, have a sparkling water. They want to go to their couch. They want to kick their feet up. They want to watch their favorite show. Or they want to sit there and read a motherfucking book in peace and sit with their cat and their dog and not have to hear anything that a man has to offer or has to say to her. Women don't give a fuck about being married anymore. I love you. Hope this helps some of you.
See?
Okay, so number one, fake blonde. Number two, collagen puffed puffer fish lips. Number three, possible nose job. Number four, copious amounts of Botox. That face ain't moving. So that's quite a few red flags right there. As for this trauma dumping, as she bemoans the trauma drama she claims comes from men, this is all projection. That's all this is, pure projection and denial and copium. The truth of the matter is, everything she just said, she's heard from men, personally as well as online, and she's sick and tired of it. So instead of actually taking that stuff on board and reflecting and maybe changing her behavior so that she gets what she wants, she claims she doesn't want it, instead goes in denial mode, goes into self-protection mode, and claims that men are causing the very problems, that it's actually women that are creating those problems. I see. So this is nothing more than cope. That is nothing more than projection. As for having no interest in finding a husband, lady, then why is it that I'm seeing men going their own ways, not talking about this stuff, but it's women who are constantly bitching and moaning and complaining online? If I go on TikTok, I don't see dudes talking endlessly about how to get a man, how to need a man, how to want a man. Meanwhile, all you're talking about is men. Meanwhile, you look at men, you're talking about how to build this, how to build that, fix my car, fix my deck, put a new window in. We're not talking about you ladies, but somehow... Oh, somehow you don't want a man anymore, and you don't want to get married, though you're the only ones talking about that. Okay, and you want to choose peace over drama. Again, this is just a talking point. This is nothing more than projection and cope. Men want peace, okay? Men are the ones talking about it. She's taking things she knows that women do, problems women cause, but instead of internalizing this stuff and reflecting and recognizing the drama and the lack of peace that women like her, that she specifically brings to the table, all she does is projects these problems outward onto men and then blames men. Totally, completely lacking in self-awareness, not taking any accountability or responsibility. Because God forbid a woman do that. It's like kryptonite to them. Yo! Anyway, let's continue.
I'm like 2 seconds away from moving out of America. I can't do it. Take me back to Europe. Take me back to Australia. Take me back where things make sense. Where the food is not...
People weren't immigrating from Australia. People who were originally put in Australia were criminals from Europe, mainly Britain. Just saying, sweetheart.
Making you feel like a piece of crap 24/7, where their cost of living is not outrageous to actually obtain, where people see each other and experience life and travel and sit and have coffee and enjoy company.
By the way, I just want to add, this romanticization of Europe is absurd. Totally, completely absurd. Cost of living there is also out of control. They have to work to live as well.
When I was 17, I went to Australia, and I will never forget, someone said, "You Americans, you live to work, and we work to live." And that has stuck with me since that moment, and I can't unhear it.
What does that mean? But they are working, and if they didn't work, they wouldn't be able to live. So what's your point?
I don't want to live to work. I want to work to live. And I...
There's no difference, dummy. There's no difference.
Can't do that in America. It's just freaking killing me here.
Feminism conditioned us to pick the worst type of men, and here's how. Some of y'all's britches are going to be in a bind after this one. Super hyperdependence has caused us to pick emotionally unavailable men. And I know this speaking from experience. And the rejection of positive masculinity opens the door for the toxic, weak masculinity. So when you start slapping labels on positive masculine things like provision, providing, headship, you invite a weak man who will either not be able to lead as a man, or someone who will manipulate you to thinking that they can. Been there. Feminism has glorified rebellion, not discernment. Women are confusing chaos with chemistry, so now those bad boys become the thrill, while the emotion...
Well, let's keep in mind, ladies, that you are chaotic by nature. That's why you're attracted to orderly men who lead and can bring order into your lives.
Emotionally available, the stable boys become boring. Feminism has taught us to be that man that we were meant to receive, and then we walk around wondering why we can't find a good one. Ladies, I know when you're on your own, you have to be independent. You have to wear the pants. I get it. But when you find that good man that is honoring you, cherishing you, providing for you, protecting your heart, girl, take those britches off. I'm not meaning hypothetically. I mean, whatever y'all do behind closed doors, that's your business. But I'm saying, take those britches off, those boss babe pants, and allow him to lead you.
Feminist.
Okay, so there's some problems with this woman's analogy, her assessment of things. First of all, sweetheart, if you make yourself into an independent woman where you have to wear the britches, then that is what you are. That is who you are, and people don't change. This is the problem. You are turning effinism into something that you're claiming is performative and just required in the moment for the present time, while I'm boss babying it, because I have to be independent. But when I get with a man, I can turn it off like a spigot, right? Because it was only ever performative. But the problem is it can't be. It's not. It's what you've spent your entire life making yourself into. So it is not performative. It's who you are. What's performative is this change you're saying women now need to make to go from independent boss babe to submissive tradcon, and it just doesn't work. And that's why relationships with Western women are a fallacy. It's a foible to get into one. They can't work because people don't change, and these women already are, have made themselves into independent boss be the men that they claim they want to have, as she put it, not me. And so to say that they can somehow then just, like snapping a finger, turn into something else entirely is false.
Older generations are so confused at why we don't want to work anymore, or why we don't necessarily want to work hard or prioritize our careers. We know how short life is now, and it didn't have to come from a life-changing, life-altering experience like it did for those before us. You know that older person in your life that had someone close to them pass away maybe when they were young, and they live life to the fullest because of that? Now we have that access to that information. We also...
No. I'm sorry, I gotta stop it here. The people you're talking about are gonna die soon, or we're going to die soon. They're live life to the fullest. That was just them indulging in the hedonistic physical pleasures of the moment because they got no time left. And also because since they're gonna be dead in a year, they don't have to deal with the consequences, i.e. fallout, of what would in a long normal life be bad choices. So you don't want to take that very small group of individuals who are living a certain way because they got like a year to live and apply that lifestyle and those choices to someone who's going to live a full long life. Okay? That's stupid. Anyhow, continue.
So had this global panini that happened. So we view life way differently than we ever have before. So even for a lot of us, if we've got a workplace that is purpose driven and they've got great values and they're doing amazing work, we're still like, I want to travel, I want to do other stuff with my life. And that's also confusing for us because we're like, oh my god, we've got all this like privilege, like the work we're doing is great and all of this kind of stuff. Why am I still depressed? Why do I still hate my life? Why do I still not want to work? And it's because we don't place the same value that was drilled into us before on that. And so we shouldn't. The access to information has made us smarter.
Because why in the f*** do I have to work 40 hours a week, maybe 50 hours a week, wait 2 weeks to get a paycheck, submit time, a request to take time off, to take a vacation, and it may be denied. Can't take no mental health days. This whole 9-to-5 is a scam. It's a scam, and it's from the pits of hell, and I don't want no more parts of it.
Well, I mean, sweetheart, you have to work. I mean, just looking at you, ain't no man gonna pay for you, okay? So you don't have a choice.
I'm trying to figure out how I can get rich without having to go work for anybody else.
I gotta
show up for myself. Yeah, this 9-to-5 shit is a scam. I'm over it.
She's over it, yeah. Okay, so to the first chick who was yammering on about people who are near death, we should adopt their lifestyle choices, complete and utter idiocy. Then she's asking, why is it that women, we are so depressed and unhappy? Because we don't have the right values. Well, you're right about that. You're right about that, as you talk about not valuing work, not valuing this, not valuing that. We want to travel and do all these things and embrace a free laissez-faire lifestyle. Oh, sweetheart, that's why you're unhappy. Because you're embracing the hedonistic physical pleasures and essentially empty experiences of the moment instead of investing in something more long-term, legacy-building, such as, I don't know, having kids and a family. So you're right in regards to valuing the wrong things, but you're wrong in regards to the things you say people should value.
You know that saying that the guys that want you, you don't want, and the guys you want don't want you back, right? I figured out.
Yeah, that's women. We men don't feel that way. I don't want a woman that doesn't want me. If I want her and she don't want me, I don't want her then. Okay? the opposite effect doesn't occur for the man, generally speaking.
About how and why that is, stay with me on this one. The guys that you do not care about, the guys you're not even attracted to, do you notice energetically that you are just completely yourself with them? It could be
energetically.
Because you're not concerned about what their opinion is of you. When you have this mindset, you're not caring about what you look like, what you're saying. You're just yourself. And that is very attractive to these guys. So when you're like super annoyed.
You mean the guys that you want but don't want you? Oh, I think I see where this is going. Is she saying that the guys you don't want, you should act around them the way you do with the guys? I mean, should you act around the guys you do want or the same way you act around the guys you don't want? Is that what she's saying?
With the fact that the guy that you want doesn't want you back. You have to think about this. How are you acting when it comes to this type of guy? Are you being reserved? Are you being shy? And if that's the case, then that is probably a huge reason as to why he can't really fully like you, because you're acting way too concerned about what he thinks of you, and energetically that's going to pull him away from you. You kind of have to treat the guys that you're into a little bit like friends at first, like not caring whether or not you end up with them, because energetically that's way more attractive if you
just energetically. What does that mean?
You act like he's a friend, you have options, I'm good whether we date or not, and that is reverse psychology to get him to really be interested in you. Treat him like a
manipulate him.
Friend, like literally treat him like a friend. I swear they start to get annoyed with that because they're like weirded out, like, wait, why did you see me as a friend? Like, I don't like that. Like, wait, she's actually really cool. Like, she's herself. She doesn't care what anyone thinks, and I like her personality. You know, they start to really see you in a romantic way when you are just energetically not concerned what the guy thinks of you. So if you always find yourself liking the guy, but the guy that you want doesn't want you, you just have to treat him like the guy that you actually don't really like. You just have to be, again, in a mindset. It takes a lot of mental work because, of course, if you're attracted to him, I know it could be really easy to slip into that caring about what he thinks of you. But I promise you just kind of have to almost decenter men in general. And then you won't be so concerned about the outcome of whether this guy likes you or not. That is literally the secret to getting anyone to be attracted to you or the guy you want to be attracted to you. Treat him like a friend and like literally see what happens.
So this is one of the stupidest things I ever heard. So essentially what she's saying is, treat the guy, act around him the same way you act around the guy you don't want. So act inauthentically, act in a way that's different than the way you would normally act around this type of guy, because the way that we act around different people varies because the people themselves are different. But you need to put a lot of mental work into acting in a way that's different than the way you would normally act, so as to manipulate the man to want you by acting like you don't want him the same way you act around the dudes you don't want. So you're not actually being authentic at all. You're putting on an act. It's performative to try and manipulate the guy via reverse psychology, which doesn't work, into wanting you because, oh, people want what they can't have, right? Or what nonsense this is. This is all crap. This is how women think, by the way. Okay? This is absurdity. No. Sweetheart, I got news for you. Number one, you're fat. So he already doesn't want you. If you're a good-looking broad and you're on a date with him, you've already agreed to go out with him, all right? You're acting reserved. You're acting kind of, like you're shy. We don't care. That's fine. That's great. In fact, that's better than what you're talking about. Oh, acting like you don't want him, that you're not into him in that way. Well, that's just going to tell him, she's not interested in me. I'll move on. What are you talking about? Men are not this complicated. You don't have to go through all these mental gymnastics unless you're trying to manipulate somebody into wanting you who normally wouldn't want you. And by the way, you don't seem to understand men at all, because he's not going to want you because you're a fatty and you have a big mouth and you're acting like you're not into him and you're just yammering away about whatever, probably being very disagreeable, essentially acting the same way you would around a guy you're not interested in. But hello, that's not authentic. You're talking about being real and being yourself. Then you're saying act differently around the guy you want, which is how you should be acting. You want him, you're interested in him, but actually act inauthentically and act like you don't want him, and that's you being authentic. What the hell hell are you talking about? Let me explain something to you ladies, okay? This won't work. This is the stupidest thing I ever heard. This is the kind of advice that keeps other women single. And by the way, this is this big fatty here trying to remove competition by giving other women bad advice, which she hopes they'll follow so as to thin the herd and create less competition for her. Ladies, if you're interested in the guy, show it. Okay, we're not mind readers. We need to see that you're into us. You need to act like you're into us. We need to know that you're into us if you're into us. Because we can't read your mind. And we don't like to guess or assume, okay? It's a good way to end up looking like a fool. So, be authentic. Don't be inauthentic and you'll have much more luck and also get on a treadmill and put the fork down like this chick who's trying to hide her fattiness with her face, as chunky as it is, by applying makeup and a... what she thinks is a very clever way to hide her fatness. being thin and agreeable and authentic is how you attract a man. But unfortunately, the thin part and even more so the agreeableness seem to be very difficult for modern women these days with the body positivity and the you go girl, boss babe, I need to be a man to survive in a man's world mentality. And that's ultimately the problem with this whole effinist movement, okay? The women that started it were miserable. They were miserable. They hated men. They blamed men for their misery and men not wanting them. And so they wanted other women to share in their misery. And that's all effinism is. It's based on lies. It's based on man hate. It's based on an inaccurate representation of how reality actually is, meaning that this idea that men somehow have oppressed women throughout history and that the normal traditional nuclear family is set up to enslave women. By that argument, men are also enslaved because they're serving the family and going to a coal mine for 16 hours a day to get black lung and die by the age of 30, or in a war protecting their family. So, it's reality that oppresses both genders, not one oppressing the other. It's reality. And it spread this lie. And now you have women like this continuing to spread said lie and misery. And meanwhile, you have to become the man that you claim to want to survive in this world to begin with as a man. When you try to take men's place in that world, you have to become tougher. You have to become thicker skinned. You have to become more masculine. Why do you think men are the way they are? Because the world is the way it is. And somebody's got to do this role and somebody's got to do that role. But when you women try to fill the role that men have been filling for hundreds of thousands of years, it's going to change you as well. And changing into something else is nearly impossible. Once you've been fully cooked, you're cooked, and people don't change. So all these boss babes in the West, they're done. You gotta leave, guys. You cannot get with the Western women, because people don't change, and these women are already fully cooked. It would be like trying to take a clay statue that's already been molded, shaped, and fired in a kiln, and trying to take it after it's been fired and reshape it. No! People don't change. Effinists don't change. Once they've molded themselves into this strong, successful boss babe woman that has to be this way to survive in the world that they've thrust themselves into, you can't unchange that. Sorry. Anyway, let me know what you think in the comment section. And please like and subscribe to my YouTube channel if you have not already. Make sure to hit that notification bell, because YouTube ain't going to notify you unless you do. And they may not notify you even if you do hit it. But at least you might get notified if you hit that bell. Leave a comment. Good for the algo. And if you would, please consider supporting my channel by either donating to my GoFundMe to support my continued health and well-being, following me on Patreon and supporting me there. Or you can make direct donations via my Cash App ID in the description. Anyhow, on that note, I'm out of here. I am the realist, also known as the MGTO, philosopher, and I wish you all a good and pleasant day. Take care.